Welcome back to Good News Radio. If you could travel back in time, where and when would you want to go? Today, we're going to pretend to travel back in time and hear how God used a baby to keep a big promise. Let's travel back to the very beginning of the earth. In the beginning, the world was a perfect place with no pain, sickness, or death. Even large and powerful animals like lions, elephants, and dinosaurs were tame and gentle. The whole world was perfect because God created it that way. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." God created the earth and made the very first people to live on it. He made it a beautiful place with lots of delicious things to eat and many amazing animals to enjoy being around. God loved the people more than anything else he had made. He gave them many wonderful things to enjoy and told them how to live in the perfect world. If they obeyed him, they could live in this perfect world forever. But he also warned them that if they chose to live their own way, they would die. One day, Satan disguised himself as a serpent and tried to get them to disobey God. What do you think they chose? Let's listen and find out.
Did God actually say, "Do not eat the fruit from any tree in the garden"?
We may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden, but God said not to eat the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden. He said not to touch it either. If we do, we will die.
You won't die. God knows that when you eat the fruit, you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
The Bible tells us that when Eve saw that the fruit on the tree was good to eat, and she thought about what the serpent said, she took the fruit, ate it, and gave some to her husband Adam. Adam chose to eat it too. They chose not to obey God. When that happened, the perfect world wasn't perfect anymore. That's why the world is messed up today. Everything has changed. Now the earth has thorns, sickness, and death. Many animals are dangerous. Even people have changed. Now everyone in the whole world is born wanting to go against God. This all happened because the very first people chose to do things their way instead of God's way. This is called sin, and it changed the world in a terrible way. Instead of living forever in a perfect world, the first people were going to have to face sickness, pain, and death. But God loves people so much, he gave them his very first promise. God promised to send someone who would save people from sin. Thousands of years later, God kept that promise in an amazing way. It's the reason we celebrate Christmas. Let's travel through time again to see what happened. God chose to use a young woman named Mary to play a very important part in keeping his promise. He sent an angel to talk to her.
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will have a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. His kingdom will never end."
"I don't understand. How can this happen?"
"God the Holy Spirit will put the baby inside of you. The child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God."
"Let it happen as you have said."
Mary had promised to get married to a man named Joseph. He was upset when he heard that Mary was pregnant because he knew that the baby wasn't his, and he thought she had cheated on him. One night, an angel came to Joseph in a dream.
"Joseph, the baby inside Mary is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will save people from their sins."
Mary and Joseph sure have amazing stories. They were regular people like you and me. They weren't rich or famous, but they lived their lives to please God, and he used them in a very special way. They didn't understand exactly how God was going to do all that he had promised, but they trusted God's promises even though it wasn't easy and seemed impossible. Joseph took care of Mary while the baby grew inside her. But one day, before the baby was born, a message came from the king of the land.
"I'm commanding all the people to travel back to the town where they were born to be counted."
Joseph and Mary had to travel a long way to obey the king. They packed their bags and traveled all the way to Bethlehem. Bethlehem was a small town and didn't seem very important. But while they were staying there, something special happened. Luke 2:7 says, "And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn." The baby was born and they named him Jesus, just as the angel said. Jesus was the most important baby ever born. But instead of having a fancy castle or even a guest room to stay in, he was born where animals are kept and put in a manger, a feeding box for animals. That seems like a strange place for Jesus, the Son of God, to be born. But God wanted people to know that Jesus came to be the Savior for all kinds of people, not just the rich or famous. This is what the Christmas celebration is really all about. We celebrate how God kept his promise to the world by sending Jesus as a Savior for all people. But that's not the end of God keeping his promise. Jesus still had to do something to save people from sin. Let's travel through time about 33 years to see what happened next. When Jesus grew up, people were amazed by what he did. He loved people no one else liked, healed sick people when doctors gave up hope, and he could even control the weather. He was so awesome that some people wanted to make him a famous king. But that's not why he came. He came to keep God's promise by making a way for people to be saved from sin. Jesus did this by dying on a cross. But he didn't stay dead. 3 days later, some women who were Jesus' followers went to the tomb where Jesus was buried, and they found it empty. God sent two angels with a special message for them.
Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you that the Son of Man would be killed and on the third day come alive again?
The people who loved Jesus were amazed to see Jesus alive again. Many of them had watched him die, and now he was walking, talking, and even eating with them. Several weeks later, they watched as Jesus rose into the sky and returned to heaven. Today, Jesus is living in heaven where he has a place of honor above everything else in the universe. Jesus received honor because he kept God's promise to make the way for people to be saved from sin. God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to do all of this for you. He made the way for you to be saved from sin. Listen to this promise in Acts 16:31. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. God promises that if you believe, trust completely in him as the only one who can save you, you will be saved from the punishment of sin. You won't be separated from God. If you believe in Jesus as your Savior, God will always be with you. He will help you live his way, and someday he will take you to live with him in heaven forever. Will you trust God's promise to save you from sin? Maybe as you were listening to this story, you believed in Jesus to save you. You can tell God the things you believe about what Jesus did for you when he died on the cross and came back to life. If you would like to believe in Jesus to save you from sin, you can do that wherever you are. God will hear you no matter what. You can know that if you truly believe in Jesus by trusting him to save you, your sin will be forgiven so you can have a friendship with God. Hope you had fun. Thanks for listening.